Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. There are some headlines that don't look good for the country right now, specifically if your name is Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Number one, Biden inflation is bad. New York lawmakers said so bad they've got to give themselves a 30% pay raise. Yes, 30% pay raise. And a new survey is out saying high inflation is affecting the spending habits of people going on first dates. That's when you know you've lost control of the economy. High inflation causing single individuals now to adjust their spending habits when considering outings for a first date. That according to a recent survey conducted by Match Group Inc., Match.com. 84% of singles say they would prefer a casual first date to spend instead of an expensive outing. Which owns a bunch of dating apps, including Tinder, Hinge, OkCupid, and Plenty of Fish. They say it's not people getting cheap, it's the fact they just can't afford it. Furthermore, they say 30% of singles are now open to doing a free activity on a first date, while 29% say they would rather go on a date closer to home to save on gas because things in the economy have changed so quickly. Can we just take a step back and really, really think about what was just said there? This is insane. Okay, 30% of singles are now open to doing a free activity on a first date. 29% they want to stay close to home to save on gas. And they want you to believe that everything is fine with this economy. Now, I'm going to come back to this story in a minute, but there's also another headline that I just have to read in the new year because I think it's just amazing. The headline is this: Hunter Biden's ex-stripper lover is now requesting to officially change her child's last name to Biden. Hunter allegedly has never met his daughter, whose first name is Navy. This is now where we are. That means that the president of the United States of America, who's all about family, hasn't met his grandchild. Yes. The mother of Hunter Biden's 4-year-old daughter, who's never met her dad, requested in court to change the last name of her child so she can benefit from carrying the Biden family name. Lennon Roberts, a former exotic dancer, made the request through her lawyer Tuesday in a case where Hunter asked to lower his child support payments. Roberts' lawyer asked the court to dismiss this request due to Hunter's long and lengthy history of attempting to avoid discovery by filing endless and recurrent motions for protective orders. She countered with a request that their daughter, Navy, take the Biden last name. Can you imagine being this woman? You're dealing with the Biden. I mean, you are. You're literally dealing with the Biden team as they try to screw you every time they get a chance. You look at this young little girl. The New York Post put it this way. Ex-stripper, mom of Hunter Biden's child, wants kid to have powerful last name, saying she needs it. The mother asked this Arkansas court to legally change the four-year-old girl's last name to Biden so the child can benefit. London Roberts filed for this motion Tuesday in connection with a paternity case against Hunter, which was reopened in September when the first son asked the court to lower his child support payments. Nothing like being a deadbeat first son, right? Attorneys told the Independent County Court that Navy Joan Roberts would benefit from carrying the Biden family name, which he said was now synopsis with being well-educated, successful, financially acute, and politically powerful. The filings, which the Post has seen, were originally reported by the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Neither Hunter, the first son and lobbyist turned painter, nor the child's grandfather, President Biden, have ever met young Navy, according to her mother. This week's filing said the first family remained estranged from the child. Isn't that nice, right? You're Joe Biden, and you're all about family, and you've never met your grandchild. Your son denied the existence of the grandchild. And the son said, oh, this is not mine, and I'm not going to pay, and refused to pay for a very long time. Quote, to the extent the estrangement is misconduct or neglect, it can be reflected by changing her last name to Biden so that she may undeniably be known to the world as a child of the defendant and member of the prestigious Biden family. The filing came after Hunter Biden, 52, told the court he had undergone a substantial material change in his financial circumstances, including but not limited to his income. The first son, who shares three adult daughters with ex-wife and a two-year-old son with second wife, settled with Roberts in 2020 after a DNA test confirmed he was the father of this child, Navy. Roberts was also on the payroll at Hunter's consulting firm while pregnant with their daughter, according to text messages reviewed by the Post last year. Lancaster, the lawyer, employed the court to deny Hunter's request to lower child support due to a long and lengthy history of attempting to avoid discovery by filing endless and recurrent motions for protective orders. Now, this is the Biden family, right? They care about you. They care about your kids. They care about your grandkids. They care about your kids' education. They care about your kids not dying of fentanyl. They care about the kids at the border, right? No, they don't. And the proof of it is the fact they don't even care about their own grandchild. But before I get into that part of the story, I want to tell you a little bit about my good friends over at Patriot Mobile. If you are ready to have an impact every time that you use your phone, and I'm talking about having an impact by supporting First and Second Amendment rights, supporting the rights of the unborn, and fighting back every time you make a phone call, you need to know about Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative Christian mobile phone provider. And they are using your phone bill when you pay it every month to actually fight for conservative causes while saving you money. Now, this isn't any extra or add-on to your bill. They take a portion of your bill every month and they give it back to fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment, and they are winning. Patriot Mobile has now been attacked by the big media. Big tech is now coming after them, and that's why I want you to support them. If you want an affordable plan and you want to get the same great coverage you have right now, switch to Patriot Mobile. You're going to save money, and they use the same exact towers you're using right now. It's an affordable plan for you and your family or even your business or small business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use the same towers. If you haven't found out about Patriot Mobile, check them out. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson. That's PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. 972-PATRIOT. Check them out. Now, the attorney also alleged the first son is attempting to stifle discovery into his financial affairs while simultaneously reducing his child support obligation on the claim that he now earns less income. Hunter had refused Roberts' request to turn over a list of his homes and cars over the past decade as a single mother sought to show the court his well-established history of a lavish lifestyle, the court records allege. and said the first son sought an order of protection against the former exotic dancer, which Lancaster asked the court to toss because he claimed it was filed incorrectly. Quote, Mr. Biden cannot pick and choose which documents he will disclose. To do so is to limit the plaintiff to the blind faith of what the defendant said he has as income. Couldn't agree more with that one. Robert's lawyer also asked for information about the federal government's ongoing tax fraud investigation into Hunter Biden, which has been underway since 2018. Robert herself reportedly testified before the feds in connection with a probe this spring. Mr. Hunter Biden has been the subject of federal investigations, and there are allegations that he failed to disclose all his income prior to this court's last order regarding child support, the motion reads. Roberts also asked the court for information about any financial benefits Hunter received from his father's presidency, and information about Hollywood attorney Kevin Morris, who the Post reported this spring loaned Hunter $2 million to pay off his debt to Uncle Sam. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? You got Hunter Biden, who has no problem walking around with his brother's ex on the South Lawn of the White House. It's pretty disgusting. Hunter then denied that he was Navy's biological dad, saying he had no recollection of meeting her, the mother, despite the fact that she danced at a D.C. strip club he frequented while dating his widowed sister-in-law, Hallie. That's how little connection I had with anyone. I was a mess, but a mess I've taken responsibility for, he wrote in his drug-fueled sex rampages in his 2020 memoir, Beautiful Things. He went on to also say, just so you know how drunk he was or high or, you know, whatever it was he was on, the other women I'd been with during rampages since my divorce were hardly the dating type. We would satisfy our immediate needs and little else, he wrote in his mea culpa of, hey, you know, beautiful things I've done. He refuses to admit that the child was his, forced into a paternity test, and now he's saying, okay, fine, but you can't see my income. Now, the reason why I tell you this story is because I want you to understand what we're up against. Can you imagine if this was Donald Trump's children that acted this way? Can you imagine if a Republican son of a president refused to tell the truth about his income, refused to meet a grandchild? Can you imagine if a sitting president of the United States of America who happened to be a Republican had never met one of their grandchildren? What people would say about them? This isn't really about Hunter Biden anymore. This is about me showing you about what we're up against with the media. This is how corrupt they are, even on issues like this. They refuse to ask questions of the president, like, hey, you know, Mr. President, you have a child. Your son fathered. Are you ever going to see that child? Are you? This is your grandchild. Is this grandchild beneath you? Is this grandchild not important to you? If they'll do this to their own grandchildren, do you really think they care about you?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, I want to go back to the story I said a moment ago about high inflation is now causing singles to adjust spending habits, even on first dates. The majority of Americans now that are dating say they want to stay close to home to save on gas. 30% of singles are now open to doing a free activity on a first date. 29% say they would rather go on a date closer to home just to save on gas. This is how bad the economy has gotten. Interest rates are skyrocketing. And if you think that the Democratic Party or this White House is going to give a crap about you and what you're suffering right now, you're wrong, because they don't even care about their own children and grandchildren. That's the point you need to compare and contrast here. Single daters say they're currently spending $130 a month, a total of $1,506 per year on their dating lives. That's up 40% from the past decade. Inflation's also causing 30% of singles to look for a more financially stable partner, the survey also found. A key measure of inflation showed prices are soaring by more than expected. Singles, quote, more than ever, are open to free dates. They are mindful of the time, energy, and money that they're spending on those initial encounters. They added that singles are opting for more cost-friendly options such as parks, knowing that it does not require extra money and time. At a conference in early December, Match Chief Operating Officer Gary Swidler said that he is noticing younger users are moderating their dating approach due to current economic instability. Less affluent people are just being more careful, he said. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, inflation is 7.1% higher than last year, while the cost of eating out is up 8.5%, and alcoholic beverages away from home are up 7.1%. The number of participants in the match-funded survey include over 5,000 single men and women between the ages of 18 to 98. They said it's very clear now the economy is headed in the wrong direction and people understand it. Now, you think about that starting in the beginning of the year, where high inflation is affecting the spending habits of first dates. New York lawmakers, while this is all happening, giving themselves a 30% pay raise. They're now officially the highest paid legislators in the land after they awarded themselves a massive pay increase. They said it's because of, yes, inflation. Members of both houses, 63 senators and 150 assembly members, are getting a pay boost of $32,000 for a new base salary of $142,000. This under the governor, and they signed it into law before her inauguration Sunday. That's just shy of a 30% lift over the previous salary of $110,000, the AP is now reporting. The Democratic Party holds supermajorities in both houses in the New York Senate legislature, so they rammed this through. State lawmakers in California, by the way, were previously the highest paid with a yearly salary base of $119,000. Although the Golden State also pays up to $214 per day for attending session of the legislature. That according to the National Conference of State Legislators, so you can get paid there. New York lawmakers passed the pay raise bill during a special session in late December. Quote, I believe the legislators need to be compensated for their hard work that they do. People don't realize the sacrifice they make by being away from their families. The new pay raise comes with restrictions, though. Starting in 2025, outside income will be capped at $35,000. Pay in excess of that from military service, retirement plans, or investments will still be allowed. So we're going to get you paid. Anybody else in America getting a 30% pay raise right now? Because if you are, I want to talk to you. I want to see a sector where you can just walk in right now and say, because of the economy, I need a pay raise. I need a 30% pay raise to keep up with inflation. I deserve it because I work hard. That's exactly what they've just said. I deserve it because I've worked hard. I deserve it because it's important to me that I have a nice life, regardless of what the private sector is having to deal with. You look at the Democrats in New York, you look at the Democrats in D.C., you look at the White House, it doesn't make any difference. They always put themselves ahead of you. There's something else they're celebrating right now as well, and the media is really getting into this one. They are totally obsessed right now with Elon Musk, and Elon Musk losing some of his money, and they are celebrating it all over the place in the media. Elon Musk, headline from CNN, has lost a bigger fortune than anyone in history, and they are excited to tell you about this. Elon Musk's wealth destruction has become historic. The headline reads, the CEO of Tesla, SpaceX, and Twitter is worth $137 billion, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Good enough for second place on the list of the world's richest, behind the chairman, Bernard Arnault. But at its peak in November of 2021, Musk's net worth was $340 billion. That makes Musk the first person ever to lose $200 billion in wealth, Bloomberg has now reported. The bulk of Musk's wealth is tied up in Tesla, whose stock has plunged 65% in 2022. Demand for Tesla's weakened on competition electric vehicles from established automakers surged last year. The company missed its growth target and scaled back production in China. Evidence of car buyers' sinking interest in Tesla became apparent last month after the company announced a rare sale in a bid to clear out inventory. Tesla offered two rebates to buyers taking delivery of a vehicle before the end of the year, initially offering a $3,750 discount, then doubling the rebate to $7,500 with 2 weeks left in 2022. Now, here's the part you need to understand. What they don't understand about this story is the reason why they're offering these rebates is because interest rates have skyrocketed on cars. People are not out there buying cars like they were even 6 months ago or 5 months ago or 4 months ago. That's not what they're doing. People are now holding on to their cash because they're very concerned. They're worried. Okay, they're very worried about the economy right now. That's something that you need to understand. When you look at what's happening in this economy, to imply that people are not buying Teslas, go look at the other ones. There's a lot of people not buying other stocks as well. There are a lot of people that are not buying these cars. And they're like, oh, well, the stock is tanked, so therefore you should be freaking out. I'll say it again. You got to be stupid if you believe it's that simple. It's not that simple. But this is what you do when you want to grandstand. This is what you do when you want to hammer people. This is how you do it when you want to hammer people. And that's why the media is obsessed with Elon Musk and the demise of Elon Musk. They want to tear him down. They want to make sure that Musk and these headlines destroy him. They want you to know that Elon Musk has lost a bigger fortune than anyone in history. Could it be possibly because the economy took a big turn the last year? Yeah. Are they going to tell you that? No. But when it comes to Hunter Biden, right, cries poverty and trying to slash child support for a 12-year-old, that's a story they're totally silent on. You know, which story should be bigger at CNN? Should it be that Hunter Biden's trying to get his child support payments shut down for a 4-year-old love child lowered by claiming a substantial change to his financial circumstances without any records to prove it? That's a pretty big deal, right? Being a deadbeat father. Biden's son, by the way, is 52. I need to pay less. Anybody going to talk about that? No. Have you ever met him? No. Has the president ever met him? No. Has the president ever met their grandchild? Nope. Oh, but Elon Musk. Now, that's the story we need to talk about. Elon Musk losing money. We're going to celebrate it because they want to destroy Elon Musk no matter what. Elon Musk buying Twitter made him public enemy number one. And they're going to do everything they can to undermine Tesla's stock. They're going to do everything they can to look like the house on fire. They're going to try to turn him into Kanye West. They're going to try to make it look like he's crazy, that he's out of touch with reality, that he's totally insane. That's what they're going to try to do. This is how they're going to do it. Okay, this is how they're going to try to do it. And if they can hurt him and cost him billions of dollars, they are all in to do that. Cannot wait. All right, real quick, I want to tell you about my good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. With the economy really and inflation out of control and the stock market taking horrific losses. The NASDAQ down more in 1 month than we've seen back in 2008 was the last time it was this bad. You may be looking at your financial portfolio and you're sick to your stomach. You're not alone. The question is, if you are not diversified in precious metals as part of your financial portfolio, then what would it look like now? Maybe if you would have been. It's not too late, by the way, to take advantage of gold and silver. It is a hedge against inflation. And it's a way for you to diversify your IRA, your 401k, your investment portfolio. If you've never looked at gold and silver, there's actually no better time than right now. Now, I've been investing in gold and silver for, almost 20 years. I've used it as a percentage of my strategy to protect myself. So on the worst days on Wall Street, usually they're not as bad for me as they are for others. Call Legacy Precious Metals and see what they can do for you. Call and get the free investor's guide right now. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. Get the free investor's guide. You can also go online to legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Also, with our podcast, don't forget to hit that auto download button now so you can get this podcast every day automatically for free.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some big stories, by the way, that the media is not covering that you need to understand are going to happen. California, for example, becomes a sanctuary state now for transgender kids. That's right. California, now proud to become the first sanctuary state on Sunday for so-called transgender children seeking drugs and surgeries to alter their physical manifestations of secondary sex characteristics, which are restricted in some states. Liberal Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill, SB 107, into law. This bill was, they say, on the cutting edge of what every state in America should do when it comes to transgender surgeries. The law, quote, would prohibit a provider of health care, a health care service plan, meaning in your insurance, or a contractor from releasing medical information related to a person or entity allowing a child to receive gender-affirming health care or gender-affirming mental health care in response to a criminal or civil action, including a foreign subpoena, based on another state's law that authorizes a person to bring a civil or criminal action against a person or entity that allows a child to receive gender-affirming health care or gender-affirming mental health care, quote-unquote. This new bill, which they want in every state in America, would also prohibit the enforcement of an order based on another state's law authorizing a child to be removed from their parent or guardian based on that parent or guardian allowing their child to receive gender-affirming health care or gender-affirming mental health care. Now, I want to take you back to the big conversation about this that dealt with Vanderbilt University Hospital. There were those tapes that came out from Vanderbilt. It was tapes about how much money could be made off these surgeries. And what they found out is that there was big money to be made. Massive, massive money that could be made. Vanderbilt University said, look, they've got a trans buddy program, first kind in their nation. They put this into their own videos. Listen.
My name is Sean Riley, and I'm the program coordinator for Trans Buddy at the Program for LGBTQ Health at Vanderbilt University. Trans Buddy provides trained peer advocates for transgender patients who are coming for doctor's appointments or other healthcare-related services. Whether you're looking for something that's related to medical transition, such as hormone therapy, or something completely unrelated, like breaking an arm or going to an ENT, we are here to help support any transgender patients that come through our doors. The Trans Buddy program was organically created through the efforts of transgender people and continues to consistently be led by trans people in Middle Tennessee. Trans Buddy program is a one of a kind in the nation, and institutions are looking to Vanderbilt to replicate and expand programs like ours.
We're not seeking to find solutions often for people's problems. We're just seeking to be there and to accompany and to be a friendly face. And to be a non-medical face in a place where everybody coming in the room is going to be a healthcare provider and may be unsafe.
Sometimes I'm there to be always observing kind of how hospital staff are interacting with individuals, and again, you know, using correct pronouns or treating the individual with respect.
This is Vanderbilt University Hospital. Now, we know from the tapes that have been released that at Vanderbilt, the reason why they got into this gender-affirming hormones is because there was big money to be made there. They understood this was about cash. Tucker Carlson talked about this on his show. And now what they're doing is they're saying, okay, well, if you can't get your kid into a place like Vanderbilt, right, because they've been shutting down this program at Vanderbilt, because they've been exposed, basically saying, hey, look, take advantage of these crazy kids, or excuse me, the psychotic parents of these kids that I believe are being abused and child abuse. That's my opinion. Then take them to California, and you can do it out there, and they won't be able to arrest you or take your kids away from you when you come back to Tennessee or any other state in America. That's what that's what they're now saying in California in response to all of this. Now, take a listen to how this was explained when this was exposed. This was on Fox on Tucker Carlson's show.
I work at Vanderbilt.
Oh, so if you object to this, leave. You can't work at Vanderbilt. Quote. So Vanderbilt clearly thought this through. Not everyone's going to be for this, so let's just make it really, really clear. If you're not fully on board with sexually mutilating children for non-medical reasons on the basis of no medical evidence, then you just leave. But that wasn't enough. They anticipated that this is so horrifying that some doctors might still step out of line. They might tell 16-year-olds that they have a psychological disorder, or this will pass, or maybe stop watching so much TikTok. And no, we're not going to mutilate your genitals or cut your breasts off, at least until you're an adult. But if they said that, that would, of course, hurt the business model. So Vanderbilt recruited activists, trans activists, to bully physicians into submission. Watch.
TransBuddy provides trained peer advocates for transgender patients who are coming for doctor's appointments or other healthcare-related services. Whether you're looking for something that's related to medical transition, such as hormone therapy, or something completely unrelated, like breaking an arm or going to an ENT, we are here to help support any transgender patients that come through our doors. TransBuddy program is a one-of-a-kind in the nation, and institutions are looking to Vanderbilt to replicate and expand programs like ours.
Oh. Trans buddies, right. Enforcers, in other words. It's like having the mafia standing over your shoulder while you're on the witness stand. Doctors should be, in fact, have to be allowed to give politically unbiased counsel to their patients without being intimidated. But the whole point of a trans buddy system is to prevent that. In one video from Vanderbilt, the trans buddies say they're on the lookout for doctors who don't use the right pronouns because that's, quote, unsafe. Get in line or we'll crush you. So Matt Walsh brought all of this to the surface just the other day. And in response to it, rather than defend it or explain it, Vanderbilt University Medical Center took its entire website offline. And no doubt at some point they'll be claiming it's unsafe for them. That the people who are shocked by what they're doing are actually the criminals here. And that they're getting threatening phone calls. They're going to have to call the DOJ, and anyone who comments on it is going to get a visit from the FBI. But the truth is, people who are horrified by this are not the bad actors. Vanderbilt is the bad actor. Vanderbilt has just admitted on camera to castrating children as young as 13 years old. This is from Vanderbilt Psychiatry's YouTube page. From 2020.
We can provide gender-affirming hormones on an individual who is on a pubertal blocker,
depending on whatever kind of blocker they've chosen or we have discussed with them, or they can present to us at a later stage of puberty, and then we provide the gender-affirming hormones. Previously, the Endocrine Society recommended to start these at age 16, but we all know that would be delayed puberty, right? Not 16-year-olds don't start puberty. So more recently, they did update that to say as early as 14 for compelling reasons. So we have some individuals who have started gender-affirming hormones at 13 or 14 to be more like their peers.
Has anyone at Vanderbilt Medical Center ever had a 14-year-old? And what sort of person would give a 14-year-old? Do you know what they're like if you've lived with one before? Would chemically castrate a 14-year-old because he or she saw something on TikTok that suggests it was a good idea? This is lunacy. But the same YouTube page also confirms that Vanderbilt will happily perform double mastectomies in adolescent girls after they've drugged them because, you know, it's pretty lucrative, actually. Here's plastic surgeon Julianne Winokur and physician's assistant Shaylin Vanderbloemen. Watch.
For any kind of top surgery, we do require one letter of persistent, well-documented gender dysphoria by a licensed mental health provider. We ensure that the patient is capable of making fully informed decisions on their own. They're the age of majority. However, for a lot of our younger patients, again, if they are 16, 17, here at Vanderbilt, if they have been on testosterone, have a parental consent, we're able to do a lot of the top surgeries for those patients.
So again, this is a hospital filled with physicians and ethicists and other adults who ought to be stepping in to protect children from their worst impulses, from the latest fad, from their parents' neuroses. But they're not doing that because it's just too profitable to destroy the lives of kids. So who should be the backstop against this? Who are the people who oversee this who really should be exercising adult wisdom here and restraint? Well, that would be, by definition, the Vanderbilt University Medical Center's Board of Directors. And we're going to name them now in the hope that these people will do something to stop these crimes before the lives of more children are destroyed. So the board members would include Edith Carroll Johnson, John F. Stein, Jeffrey R. Balzer, Lucinda M. Baer, Daniel Deermeyer, Sarah J. Finley, John R. Ingram, Michael M. E. Johns, Samuel E. Lynch, Alexander C. Taylor, and Makeba Williams. Let's hope these people, this is the board that oversees all of this, let's hope these people act immediately to stop this crime. But to be clear, it's not just Vanderbilt. We called UCLA's hospital today, and they told us they'd be happy to mutilate our child. They just need a referral for insurance purposes.
So in California, this is what they are going to, quote, protect to make sure that a child has the right to do this. This is what America's supposed to look like. And in California, they're going to make sure that you can always do this. You can always mutilate your child. You can always cut off their breasts or genitalia or whatever it is, because that's something in California they will protect with this new law. So if you thought 2023 was going to be any different than 2022 when it comes to politics and the media, you're probably wrong. In fact, it's probably going to get a lot worse. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Happy New Year. We'll keep fighting the commies, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.